Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I think people that are joined down here are going to be joined later on doing other kingdom projects. Hallelujah. So we might as well get used to each other, right? We might as well settle in for the long haul on this thing, get past our little petty differences and squabbling, because hey, it's me and you. It's us. Now, if you think, well, I'm just visiting and I don't know who, I don't know who I'm joined to. You are supposed to be a part of a church family somewhere. Hmm?
Amen. That's right. You're
supposed to be. I was talking to some folk about this earlier. We met some people when we were out on our trip, and you saw it again and again. They want to know who we are and what's going on with us. And we told them, and you see them look kind of bashful and go, yeah, you know, I'm a Christian. Hadn't been to church in 5 years, you know, but I know I need to get in. There are millions of people, millions like this. And they're hurting. They're not being fed. They go through crisis alone. Did you hear me? When that God intends that you're supposed to be surrounded by faith and people, all or your families around you with substance and money and provision and stuff, and that you're productive, you got a place, you're doing something that makes a difference, you're bearing fruit. Every one of us are supposed to be part of a local family / local church. And you're supposed to operate like a family. Can you see this? Do you believe this? So if you're not hooked in, don't you rest till you do. Don't you rest till you find out what you know you're part of the family, but you need to be plugged into whatever part of that family that is right for you in God. And you don't need to waste any more time about it. Get hooked. Don't play. Get in and be part of the family. But if you got a real family, you're going to have a real daddy and a real mama. And they're not going to play. And they're going to say, boy, cut the grass. And what does daddy expect to happen? Expects the grass to be cut. No lip, no talk, no excuses. And that's just right. Huh? Mama says, girl, get in there and cook supper. Look at this. We are suffering from centuries of nothing church. People just coming and sitting and going amen and going home, and it meaning nothing but a little social club. I'm not interested in playing church, are you? Let's have a real, we're off to a pretty good start here, but let's go on and let's have a real church. Don't you get concerned. I'm not going to show up at your house and say, no, you can't eat chicken tonight. It's supposed to be beef. Now, are you kidding? I got too much going. Phyllis got too much going on. We're not going to tell you what clothes to wear and how to comb your hair. Don't care. But when it comes to kingdom business, you're supposed to have some spiritual leadership. And you're supposed to respect it. And you're supposed to understand and know this word, submit. And obey. Right? Is it true or not? And yet people don't do that. Let me just not, if you were here, we went over this in detail. What is submission? Let me define it for you one more time. What is submission? You ever heard people say this? Well, now usually I submit, but on this, I just don't agree. The reality is they never submit. Now, for the first time in a long time, they have an opportunity to submit, and they're failing the test. If you want to do what they want you to do, you are not submitting. you're agreeing. Submission is when you don't agree. It's not until you don't agree that you have the opportunity to submit. And the perfect example of it is Jesus. Father, let this cup pass from me. If there's any other way, boy, did he come back. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. That means they weren't the same. He's not wanting to do this. This is submission. Is it easy? No. Does it come easy for anybody? No. Are you supposed to do it? Yes. Can you do it by the grace of God?
Yes.
Will you be blessed if you do?
Yes.
And see, children are supposed to be learning this when they're three. Yeah. Right. I don't want to do it. Well, there's a lot of things you don't want to do. Submit, big man. What does that mean? Do it. And if they're learning then, they're going to be good for school and for family and everything else. Go with me to Luke 11. Even though we're having so much fun, I think we can come to a close. Luke 11. These things, love, submission, obedience. Say those three out loud with me. Love, submission, obedience. He said, husbands, love. He said, wives, submit. He said, children, obey. Is this the right way a family operates?
Yes.
Are you willing to incorporate this into your family?
Yes.
Let me say it another way. Are you willing to do the scriptures?
Yes.
Are you willing to obey the Bible?
Yes.
Got a number of people that won't say yes on that. It'll cost you if you won't. God's not trying to take anything away from you. He's not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to bind you. His way is the way to days of heaven on earth.
Amen.
Breakthroughs in areas that you've never had. Love you've never had. Warmth, fellowship you've never had. Oh, come on now. Do you believe it? Prosperity you've never had.
Amen.
Blessing, promotion, honor that you've never had.
Amen.
How am I going to be blessed submitting? Jesus is the perfect example. In the kingdom of God, the way up is down. What did the Bible say? He humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. He went to the heart of the earth. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him, and he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Let me tell you a secret, ladies. Wives, if you don't submit to your husband, you take away his ability to honor you. To honor you. I know a lot of folk don't believe that, but it's true. Let's back up to this. What if you don't submit to your Lord? Can he honor you anyway?
No.
Does it make any difference?
No. Yes, it does.
Isn't marriage a type of Christ in the church? It all works exactly the same way. We've got so much junk in social and modern education and politics until people are against the word in all these areas. But it's not bondage. It's freedom. Said out loud, love, submission, obedience. This is a real family. Love, submission, obedience is a real family. Not yelling and screaming and fighting and strife and anxiety and no.
Amen.
That's like the ungodly. People don't even know God.
That's right.
Love.
Love.
Submission.
Submission.
Obedience.
Obedience.
Do you like all three of those?
Yes.
It's the word of God. Do you like all three of them?
Yes.
All three of them. All three of them apply to all of us.
Yes.
All three apply to all of us.
Yes.
Matthew 11. Yeah. You're right. Luke 11, 17. He, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against a house, what happens to it?
Falls.
It falls. What if a house is divided? It falls. Skip on down to verse 21. When a strong man, a what?
Strong man.
Strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he takes from him all his armor wherein he trusts and divides his spoil. You want to tear something up, destroy the leader. No shepherd, the sheep are scattered, the scripture says. How do we keep the whole family together? All of us, every church, every minister, ministry and minister, hold to the head. Is it true? Hold. What? Who is the head? The Christ, the Son of the living God. He's what this whole thing is built on. Everybody, hold to the head. And what about in the local church? The head as the head's holding to the head. Can you see that? What about the family?
Same thing.
Honoring the head, and the head's holding to the local head, and they're all holding to the head.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
And the enemy's trying to destroy heads,
yes,
isn't he? He's trying to destroy leadership in heads and scatter families and scatter flesh, trying to destroy marriages, isn't he?
Yes.
Destroy marriages and destroy families. Destroy heads, destroy husbands, destroy wives. Let's not be fools and let him do it. Listen to these words. Love, that's not selfish. Submission, that's not selfish. Obey, that's not selfish. What's going to divide households and cause them to be destroyed? Selfishness. My way. My way. We're going to do it my way. No, I'm not going to give in to you. We're going to do it my way. No, I'm not going to obey you. We're going to do it our way. Selfishness. Love, unselfish. Submission, unselfish. Obedience, unselfish. Can you see the house filled with the love of God? Filled with the peace of God? Filled with the grace of God? What about a local church then that's full of families? Oh, glory to God. Full of families that are loving and submitting and obeying. And then all the church is loving and submitting and obeying. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? We will be built. We will increase. We will advance. And the gates of hell won't win. Won't win at our house. Won't win at our church. We won't be divided and destroyed. Say, we will love.
We will submit.
We will obey.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me